So that's an important piece, and that was also in the stat oil term sheet. As far as benefits to Monhegan, those have not been worked out in detail in the term sheet. And what the term sheet says is they will either provide essentially free power to the district, the power district of Monhegan, or some benefit of equivalent value. So that needs to be worked out between the Maine Aqua Ventus and the power district, with the PUC just sort of helping helping those parties come to terms. So yes, that sort of local benefit and how Monhegan will be benefited is still quite a bit up in the air.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Was there any mention about the technology, this type of technology versus Stat Oil's technology?
There wasn't really a discussion comparing comparing the two, because Stat Oil is no longer on the table and the commission's role was not choosing between the two. So it really was whether there was a likelihood that the technology would be viable.
So they made a determination.
Next step when they build a next step, we hope will be a large park in the Gulf of Maine. And the commission, at least the majority of the commission, felt that the technology, at least what we know of it now, is at least reasonably likely to become commercial. Although that's why we're doing the pilot, because we don't know. So there's no, you know, commission didn't find with any degree of certainty that there will be a large park, or that large park will be economically viable or technologically feasible. But they found that the statute did not require that, because by its very nature, this is a pilot project, and this is what we're going to learn.
Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the update. You said that the commission vote was 2-1. Can you explain who came down where and what the rationale was on each?
Chairman, and there will be a written order in the next couple of weeks where the three views of the commissioners will be stated, but Chairman Welch and Commissioner Littell voted in favor of approving the term sheet. Commissioner Vinoy voted against approving the term sheet. This was too difficult and unlikely economically feasible. He wasn't questioning technically whether it could be done, but whether in the future it would actually cost, would actually get down to a market cost. And that's where he saw difficulties. And of course that view depends a lot on what you think the future is going to be as far as electricity costs, which, you know, predicting it 5 years from now is hard enough, or even 3 years from now, but we're looking way in the future. So, you know, he considered, you know, forecasts, that we have various forecasts, and felt that it was not likely that this was going to get us where we want it to be, which is a commercially viable technology that actually lowers costs for ratepayers. The other two commissioners felt that the project did comply with the statute, which in their view did not require any sort of certainty that we'll get to commercial viability, but that there be a reasonable likelihood, and that, as I said before, this is a test, and that the legislature made the decision that it would fund the ratepayer funds up to a certain amount of money to have this test, and that's why the other two commissioners voted in favor.
Can you refresh my memory about how the vote broke down with the Stat Oil project? And if I recall correctly, the original vote from the commission for the Stat Oil project was 2-1 no. But if you could refresh my memory on that, because we all, I ask not to ask loaded questions, but there, you know, people are going to definitely ask about the comparison between the two projects.
Yes. Originally, when the Stat Oil initial term sheet came before the commission, it was voted down 2-1 with Chairman Welch and Commissioner Vinoy voting against it, and Commissioner Littell voting in favor. And in that deliberations, Chairman Welch laid out in quite detail his concerns with that initial term sheet and asked if Stat Oil would revise the term sheet to address his concerns. And they did so with PUC staff's input. And when it came back to the commission, Chairman Welch voted in favor of it, as did Commissioner Littell, and Commissioner Vannoy again voted against it. So in the end, it was the same two commissioners voted in favor of the Stat Oil term sheet as the main Aquaventus term sheet.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Although we don't have, I don't believe, in writing what the minority vote was, Commissioner Vannoy expressed the same concerns he had as far as the economic benefit?
Yes, he did. And in the Statoil decision that approved the term sheet, Commissioner Vannoy had a detailed dissent as to why he voted against it. And it was basically the same reasons.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for that update. Mr. Tannenbaum, we have the other bill, 796, which is resolved to enhance economic development by encouraging business adjacent to electric power generators to obtain power directly. I think by resolve,
it's the letter. Yes.
The letter, we asked you to look at this and come back and share your thoughts on how kind of a proposal might be able to go forward.
Yes, the original LD was a concept draft that was resolved that would ask the commission and others to have a stakeholder group to look into some of these issues. I believe that was held over, and through a letter, the committee asked the commission to report